The upper bridge is supposed to have been one of the first stone-vaulted bridges to have been built after antiquity and was documented as a stone bridge in as far back as the 14th century. Archaeologists have since found out that the original stone construction was a bit older, though.
Yes, about 2 centuries at least. If you could look at the foundations of the adjoining houses, Johannes, you'd find a complete 3rd stone bridge arch as well.
Well, shouldn't it be excavated then? I mean, it's bound to be interesting, isn't it? But I guess the houses are already crooked enough, especially the Rat House Schenker or Town Hall Tavern.
Well, that's what happens when one builds too close to my banks, isn't it? My sandy bed simply isn't designed to carry such a load. In fact, over the past few years, measures have been taken to stop the houses slipping any further.
Well, let's hope they were successful then. Anyway, the core of the upper bridge we see today was first built in the 15th century, and in the 18th century it was changed again.
Well, who's interested in exactly which stone came from which century, Johannes? Far more interesting is the fact that from as far back as the 13th century, there were sail stalls on the upper bridge. You know, just like the Ponte Vecchio in Florence. And there was a toxin in the tower that was rung when danger was afoot. And that there is the bridge town hall. But we've already talked about that, haven't we?
Well, yeah. So, what if we go on to our next stop? The Untere Brücke, or lower bridge, then? If we follow the path upwards to the road and then keep right, we'll come to it.